Show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer, discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see!
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 Long time no see! Long time no see!
How long is this gonna go on? Yeah!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org, also streaming live on radio.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Back your shit! Back your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Made it into this thing, so we have that.
Hey, look at that, we're actually back. So that long time no see actually is relevant for once. Holy shit. So this is RSN Live with your crappy host voice. Spinnick is here. He ran off to do something apparently. Wait, he's coming back. Hold on one second. Let me watch out, he's got ruffles. Got ruffles.
Ruffles have ridges.
Indeed they do. So, yeah. It's been, honestly, I don't know when the last show happened, because...
You literally just told me.
I guesstimated 7 weeks. It's a guesstimation. It's
guesstimation.
Like, yeah. So,
fair.
I don't know. I guess a lot of shit happened, and of course, yeah. I'm fairly certain Radio Sega has not updated the time information on RSN Live. I'm not sure who I have to talk to for that. I mean, I made my intentions clear that the show time was changing, but you know how these are. They have to go through committee, and then they have to go through another committee, and then KC has to veto it, and it goes all back to committee again.
Wait,
can I just start playing?
Can't
I'm just
say
a bill.
Shit.
I'll just start. My next song will be "I'm Just a Bill." It'd be amusing if that's how it worked, but that's not how it works. And Google Hangouts still tells me I have an incoming call. I don't know what to make of that. But, this is basically just stupid shit for the sake of stupidness. And, yeah. So, if you want to participate in the show and yell at us and call us idiots, you're more than welcome to. It's a possibility. You can actually do this live. But what you need to do is you need to go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org. /participate, and they'll, or just go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org and click participate. They'll tell you everything you need. It's all you need to know, right? So it's there. It's information for your approval or non-approval. I was going somewhere with that, and I completely lost my train of thought. Can you tell I'm excited to be back?
No.
I noticed that too, that it's obnoxiously bright. In both Canada and here. But that's because I actually fixed all the lights now. We have all lights now, it's not just one light bulb. We have all three. It's impressive. See, I fixed this for the show, I think. Let's see, what else happened? I don't know what else happened. I honestly don't keep up with the video game news. I know Sonic Twitter account's been doing stupid shit again. Got a double whammy. Yeah. So, Croft joins and then stays muted.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Croft. It's good to see you again. Does that noise, like, advertise? Like, does that... Is that coming from my headset,
yeah,
or does that actually just go straight into the chat?
It goes straight in.
Really? How?
I'm pretty sure it's from your headset.
How?
And crappy front panel ports. If it's not USB,
you know,
if it is USB, then shite, thanks.
I paid like $250 for this headset.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's because
it
they're
sucks.
Open. It's because it's open. That's why. You know, pro tip: if you're ever gonna do a show, never use open ear headphones, because apparently this mic is super fucking sensitive to what's going on back here, which is kind of weird.
Well, I mean, that's what you get for using, you know,
open
I don't know, I was gonna make a joke about open source, but I can't be arsed.
I don't think Sennheiser open sources their headphone designs. By the way, $250 Sennheisers. Heiser? German word.
Sennheiser.
German word.
$350 Sennheisers.
You have to see them, you'll be more German.
The train stream still works, so we got that. We at least got that. That's never a disappointment. The show's,
you know,
a disappointment.
Is a disappointment?
Huh.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say it off.
The show's always a disappointment. If you come here expecting a good show...
You know what we need? We need more artwork on our thingy. It needs to be more original, the characters. that means we've made it.
So what you're saying is we need to...
We need our own fan character.
Wow.
The RSN Hedgehog.
What was the IRC channel for SSR?
It's that
Sonic Stadium.
That was it.
Oh, speaking of, so irc.rabsack.org or irc.realchat.net. You could join RSN or something like that, you know.
There's
also Radio Sega.
A good network. Oh, no, not that one, sorry.
You're still on here now.
I'm bitter.
You're bitter? Can I even see? Like, where's... Come on, there's supposed to be a ban list.
I feel the need to link this again.
Was I banned?
No, you're not banned.
Yay.
Oh, so I was gonna point something out, because, you know, there's really nothing else to talk about, so why don't I just talk about shit that happens on Radio Sega? That person that wants to start a show, and what's his face is like, it's hard work doing a show. It's not that it's hard work. It's not hard work to push a button and talk into a mic.
No. Any jackass can do that.
It's hard work. She's sending emails with hello on them.
Okay.
Shots
hello,
fired.
Sir. I am Nigerian royalty.
Let's talk about stuff that's... You said push a button and talk into a mic. Well, let's talk about mics. Mike Pollock's Wikipedia page got pulled down.
Aww.
So I'm gonna restore it then.
He's not really missing anything.
It got pulled down for a reason. There was a debate.
Why?
Because there's no sources.
I thought
everything
was irrelevant.
No, they said that there's no sources to prove that he's ever done anything other than Eggman. And so they tore down the page. And it went through a bunch of like a bureaucratic process.
his website
a bunch of people said
massive source.
A bunch of people said, "Oh no, we need to have Mike here, you know. We need to have his page because he's a credible, you know, person. Like he does a lot of work, you know, and he's been all this stuff."
Yeah, Kim Kardashian has a page.
Everyone was like, keep the page. And then some admin came in and said, these are just a bunch of people from his Facebook page who are, you know, coming in to root for him. He's irrelevant, so I'm taking it down now. So if you go to wikipedia.org/wiki/Mike_Pollock, it redirects you to the Eggman page.
He is the Eggman.
Can I just say that honestly, I don't think Mike is missing anything by not having a Wikipedia page. Wikipedia has been slowly losing its relevancy. Relevancy, whatever.
Even cracked post something.
Honestly.
And that they always hoard for donations now on the top bars, like, we need money, give me money.
Honestly, Wikipedia though, like, if it shuts down, we're fucked. I mean, everyone knows that. Because, you know, well, we're not fucked, but it's just like, oh no, we're now there's fucked. Not one big place where we can get all of our info from.
Well, oh my god, I have to use Google.
We can use the Sonic Wikis.
Yeah, let's use the Sonic Wikia. Dude, that is totally 100% accurate information. I bet my glass of beer on it.
How did the Wikipedia article escalate from Wikipedia to dildos? Like, what?
I'm a little confused about what you're talking about here.
Scroll down on the cracked article and you'll see the picture I just linked.
It's cracked! It's not even... This is all satire.
It's blurred, but that clearly looks like a hot dog attached to a piston.
Oh my god, new people.
What? Have you never seen a hot dog?
Wow. I just clicked the link to vibrators on Wikipedia, and there was a woman just going at it. There's porn on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Where's Encyclopedia Dramatica?
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
Speaking of... Mike, if you're really desperate, I guess you could make your own ed page, but I would advise against that. I would strongly advise against that. Oh,
hey,
I forgot to talk about stupid shit. I wasn't there, but I hear Anime Midwest, like, broke down into a... I don't know. The porn convention got more people.
100% triggered.
Porn. Now I'm kind of like regretting not going.
Voice enjoys the
porn. To the porn convention or to Anime Midwest?
So, Anime Midwest was holding their convention the same weekend that Exotica with XXX, get it? Haha, Exotica. Ooh. Was holding their convention across the street.
Wasn't VS going for that?
Yep.
I wanted to go.
Well, I'm sure they've got porn conventions in England.
Probably not.
No, porn is blocked by default on their modems.
You have to. There's like a screen filter at the entrance. You have to click accept to pull it away.
Didn't I link that once?
Just like it's stained glass. Like stained glass doors, you can kind of make it out, but not really.
I'm gonna Google that now.
This is 1990s late night trying to watch scrambled porn.
Wasn't porn scrambled because of they used copy protection or something on the boxes, and well, you needed a cable box, but if you plugged it right in, it would just be all scrambled.
I can't tell you because I honestly. Whenever we had cable TV back in the day, it was like all you had to do was plug the coax into your TV and it just worked.
Yeah, same here.
We didn't have like cable set-top boxes like you have to have now.
Well, yeah, but pay-per-view, right? That's always kind of been a thing since the 90s.
So pay-per-view, like, I guess it used to work at the head end. It's like a whole complex system that is no longer in existence because now everything's digital, and now all the authentication happens on your end. No way, it's gotta be your bull. You know, with all that cable card stuff, which, by the way, I am unbelievably pissed off at Comcast because of that.
What?
Like, oh, we don't do cable card. You have to get one of our special cable card thingies. And so we recently, as in a year ago, got their new, like, HD receiver boxes. And they have fucking cable cards in them, like the one I have over here.
Our satellite TV receivers, which are Bell Express View, which is just rebranded Dish Network. You can literally find written on all of the receivers is Dish Network.
It's just crudely stenciled over.
Well, our satellite equipment, like on the roof, it says Dish Network on it. It's all Dish Network. But, you know, it's Bell Express View. The pan is branded, right? The big pan, but the receivers pan. on the thing are all Dish Network. But anyways, we have our cable cards or satellite TV cards, smart cards. They're all built into the receivers now. There's a slot for them on the front that you can plug one in still, but they're all built in so that people can't steal the signal or something. I don't know, encryption? I don't fucking know.
Fuck. Here, they just made them only work with a specific receiver, so even if you take it out and put it on another one, it won't work.
So, okay, there's like a weird thing these cards actually do. So it is uniquely like identified, but at the same time, it's the card itself that does the decryption, not the head end for, you know, satellite providers or cable providers.
It depends on the card.
So you can, in theory, insert a modified card that'll just say, fuck that, I'm just decrypting everything.
Yeah, but it needs the codes, doesn't it? And I feel like they'd cycle.
There's authentication codes, yes, but once you have a card set up, I mean, it's not like it checks in every 5 hours.
It does, actually.
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it's not like it's not like it's checking to see if it's valid. It might ping it to say, are you there? Are you still there?
It doesn't work that way, voice.
I don't know. All I'm saying is apparently cable card can be easily modified.
You know what I just realized?
It depends on the card.
What? How many years has it been since Pepsi changed their logo?
I couldn't tell you because I never really paid attention.
They changed their logo in like 2005?
Somebody got the kernel.
Yeah, the new Pepsi logo. 2008. But the KFC in my town hasn't changed their logos on their cups. That was a while ago. What?
I still think KFC should have just buckled and used John Goodman.
John Goodman.
So, did you ever watch, like, the Funny or Die KFC skit with John Goodman?
I have not.
You should watch it.
Okay.
So, like, now they've got all these commercials where they're doing, like, live actor Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I fucking hate them. They're awful.
And that's why I said they got the, just fucking cave and use John Goodman.
Because, I mean, that guy's not Colonel Sanders. They're acting like Colonel Sanders was a character. He wasn't. He was real. He came to Timmins.
It was real. It was a day of pride here in Timmins.
Does that mean...
That was in like the 60s, but still.
Does that mean Ronald McDonald's actually real as well?
Him and him and Pennywise have an accord. It's crazy.
Just Cause 3 multiplayer mod canned after Avalanche hires the creator. Oh, hint, hint, wink, wink, hint.
What are we talking about? I've completely lost. Train!
No, the Just Cause multiplayer mod's been cancelled after Avalanche Studios hires the guy who made it possible. So that's kind of a sign that they've actually implemented it officially.
Is that good? I never really played Just Cause.
Just Cause 2 was actually pretty good play on, because once they put multiplayer on, it just got insanely stupid, but in a good way. It only lasted about probably 3 months for me, but still.
I don't know. I'd rather just play Saints Row. Come on, you had to strut downstairs. I mean, with a mission like that, you can't turn it down.
I'm gonna turn it down.
Well, you're not cool.
I don't even know what you're on about. I just got back.
Oh, we were on about you paying your debts.
Yep.
Pay debts.
Which I don't think is gonna happen at this point.
Nope.
Oh, that's something that happened while we were on hiatus, because I got a promotion. Britain left Europe, and apparently a lot of millennials are screaming it's the end of the world.
It is. I even know I'm not a millennial.
It's the end of the world as you know it.
Yes.
Should we just have that song on loop?
I think it's a downfall anyway, at least. It's gonna be.
Someone needs to be just walking around with that on a boombox on loop.
Yeah, that'll be the UK in like 5 years when they've realized they fucked up and losing 350 mil. Sorry, was it 350 mil or bill? I can't remember.
350 mil is a drop in the bucket, man.
I know.
I think it was a bill.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, and then you've got the
Brexit.
Brexit. leave EU.
Yeah, and then you've got both.
Brexit!
Do you know how many people have like quit in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks? It's insane.
Are you kidding me? People did that. Like they're trying to redo the vote. They're like, you know, oh, we didn't know our vote would count. It's like, fuck you,
Mulligan.
You fucking retard.
Yeah, Mulligan.
No, that's not how it works, people. You don't get to mulligan.
Yeah, but they imagine you, America's gonna be fucked in November anyway, or whatever.
There's also those people that complain about not being able to get jobs in the UK, and
yeah,
when they ask them, hold on, and when they asked one on, was it BBC? I can't remember.
Probably.
I think it was her. She said that.
Have you
tried getting a job? And she said no.
Oh.
She was complaining about jobs not being available. I mean, come on.
I know.
Come on.
I can't find a job anywhere. Well, did you actually look? Well, no, but still, there's no jobs.
There is no jobs in my field, and that pisses me off a little bit.
You got one.
You could always get a job with Sega.
And Timmons. Are they hiring? Because I mean, I'll move to the UK.
You can open a Sega of Timmins.
Comcastic.
Yeah, your internet's being Comcastic.
Is it?
So is the stream.
Yeah.
It's Comcastic.
So, well, the good news is it's recorded, so it's not like this is all fucked.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know, man. You're using the Comcast, and it keeps dropping packets like a motherfucker.
Shut up, Morty. That sounded great with all the packet loss. I'm not kidding.
It sounded fantastic.
Oh, there goes connection
fantastic.
Two. So. I don't know. I don't have like a count meter for how bad things are dropping here. All I know is, number 3 is flashing. For some reason, Radio Sega has not dropped yet.
It's a sign.
It's a sign that they have a better infrastructure.
They have one server.
Thanks. So.
one server in a basement.
In your place somewhere.
And a VPS, apparently.
Capitados.
That keeps crashing because it runs out of memory.
Well,
fix your memory leak.
Yeah, Tatos, do that.
Fix it! Fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it!
Oh, God.
Don't worry.
Fix your internet.
I tried, alright? I have
I've set a script that bitches at me.
I had Comcast come out here and everything, and you know what they did? They replaced my modem.
With two, right?
And you can see the exact moment here. Hold on 1 second, I gotta page back, apparently. Open image in new tab. Here, you can see the exact moment Comcast replaced my modem, because... yeah. It's Comcastic!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go.
Are you back?
I don't know. Are we back?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're back.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
I mean, Spinnick, you've gone into like 2 frames per second mode, but
that's not abnormal.
Look who's talking.
Everyone's talking.
We know it's not abnormal.
Everything's abnormal. Abby normal.
But what about like David normal?
Well, okay.
Or like Joshua normal.
Would you rather have like slight dropouts, or would you rather have what I was having 3 weeks ago, which was Comcast dropping the connection for 10 minutes at a time every like hour and a half?
Welcome to my DSL. I'll be your guide.
This is my shitty modem.
It's what happens when it rains.
Could be worse. Could be sky.
And this is where the shitty bird shoot on the shitty cable.
Good thing the robber isn't shitty.
It's always shitty. Look, you're not using a Cisco 2600, alright?
I'm using a Pentium 3, and whether you like it or not.
At the speed of 500 megahertz.
At the speed of sound?
400, I think. Hold on. Let me log in. I'll tell you.
3.3% packet loss over the past... or, sorry, dropped frames over the past 39 minutes.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, you know what I forgot to check? I have a new UPS that tells me how many watts it's using. 107!
Ah, yes.
Hey, so at least we have a power failure. I'm set. I can do RSN Live for, like, 5 minutes.
Mine can keep up my PC about 20 minutes.
You know, I could just get a gas generator and stick it in my room.
Gas poisoning?
No. We'll have like a crudely done exhaust line with garden hose.
Totally safe.
We'll have it like piped into the wall.
Sage. Root.
Yeah, it's not a very impressive episode, is it?
You expected a quality. It's your fault, not ours.
Yay!
We're not Rexy enough.
Cackle.
Is he still going on about this?
Yes.
No, I'm looking at, like, this...
oh,
this
the post?
Saga.
Oh.
No,
I was disappointed.
That whole post thing, I don't know. I mean...
Voice, you were spot on, by the way.
Was I?
500 megahertz.
Well, I mean, I had a Pentium 3.
501,
you know, like, they came like 500 to 550.
Well, it depends on... well, no, there were slower and faster ones.
So this thing keeps, like, telling me... I don't know, this thing is weird. Apparently a big pile of poo, for some reason.
You're a doo-doo head.
I don't know, I'm just cruising around and trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
400% nap triggered.
See, like, there's this part where somebody on Radio Sega said you need to plan your show out, and I said fuck that, and this is kind of biting me in the ass because, like, we don't really know what we're talking about, and there's these long, awkward silences because of that fact. So, I guess it's not hard to run a show. The hard part is coming up with content for such show. I guess I have the infinite world of Google at my fingertips, but what could I look up that'd be interesting? I mean,
yeah, that's what I like about us, because we just improvise and just work with anything on the fly.
Sorry, what?
Does Rex even?
What?
No, it's just Dean always sounds like he's underwater.
You
I'm
mean
on the other
this
phone?
Phone.
I'm on the other phone.
He actually ate the mic.
On the other phone, shut the fuck up.
Suddenly RSN Live became a Peanuts comic.
Well, we're all over the age of 18 except Tassos, so Tassos is the only one who can't understand us.
What?
Peanuts.
He doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't.
It's what happens.
Not
when
sure
you're...
if I'm supposed to get it.
It's what happens when you can't pay your dumps.
Yeah, you don't get decent television from the 70s.
So how do I sound
no,
now?
No, instead you get shitty disco albums.
What?
I've heard your record collection before. See,
wait a minute.
That's 80s.
You got your retro record collection. Spinnick's got his big data vinyl for some reason.
I would love that.
I've got nothing.
I need to get a Miku vinyl. I need to get one day.
Do they have those?
Yes.
To Discogs!
Whoa.
Or you could be, you know, get that... Is it Jack White? Is that the guy's name? The guy that's like a really pretentious asshole.
Yeah, Jack White.
He has like a record album that's at like 3.5 RPMs. You need to like heavily modify your record player in order to play it. And it sounds
superior
like shit.
45 RPM.
And it sounds like shit, as you would expect, because for those of you who don't understand how records work, or any kind of recording for that matter that involves speed, you need higher speed in order to get better quality.
Yep.
See, that's why the VESA tape system that the BBC had pushed something like 2,000 inches of tape per second.
Jesus.
What?
Actually, I'm sure it's 170 inches. Super fucking fast. And then, like, professional audio tape is supposed to be played back at 30 inches per second. Or you could just be like, I don't know, Wavemaster, and say, fuck it, we're gonna release it at 4 inches per second and sound, like, over-compressed. And then we're going to release
their own sample rate somehow.
And then we're going to release a CD at 48,000 hertz when CD can only really do 44.1.
Shit.
What?
Apparently they had vinyl records for sale at the Miku concert that I didn't go to because I couldn't get time off even though I had tickets. Kill
you
me now.
Are a pleb.
Yep.
One,
you know,
suicide, please.
I am going to be that person that I still don't get the draw to going to watch a hologram.
100% triggered.
What if it was the Gorillaz?
Well, I mean, that's different.
That's
different.
Got
Damon Albarn.
Still, it's holograms.
Yeah, but Damon Albarn's actually playing music.
It's not an holograms. If I recall correctly, it's just a video.
It's holograms.
It's
the same technology.
It's
video
played back onto a very transparent material.
Come on, guys.
It's glass.
We all know it. We all know it's Saran wrap. Come on. It's just Saran wrap.
Maybe they could use fog next time.
Fog.
More fog. Shit,
hey,
the fog machine's broken.
Now we can see the cameras. We need fog. Oh, the fog machine's broken. Does anybody vape?
Everyone just breaks out their e-cigs. Don't worry, I've got this.
There's a bunch of fat neckbeards just like vaping in the front row.
Vaping saved Miku.
Or 20
vape. What are you talking about?
Or 20 vape.
Sonic about that.
No, I was saying how I don't understand how people are willing to pay like $150 to watch a hologram, and that somehow degraded into a discussion about vapors saving Miku. Vapors for Miku.
I have no idea. It's a new political party.
Yeah. Hey, what's our view count at?
I have no idea.
Hold on. Hold on.
Two. I'm gonna go to two.
Ten.
Oh, what? We got people. I mean,
10.
We got 10.
So we got 12.
It's actually it's probably a bot. We have bot.
The peak
next.
Is 12. So we didn't lose many listeners.
We lost two. So how do we? How do we make that back?
Well, it doesn't someone matter. Someone needs to strip.
They're not even watching the video stream.
Oh.
Voice, you should totally play some remixes.
Oh, that's see? Remixes.
Original character remixes?
Oh, dear lord. All the donut steals.
It's OC remix. That's original character remix? What? Oh, overclocked remix. Ah.
Is that what it stands for? I don't know what it stands for.
I think that's what it stands for.
I just know people say it.
you say OC remix three times, and somebody shows up and kicks you in the balls.
There's a client that's tuned in, and it has a user agent of Cantata.
What?
That's literally the user agent.
And every 10 seconds, it stabs your balls. Sorry, I just got like the second season of Rick and Morty on Blu-ray. So
Cantata is a medium-length narrative piece of music for voices with instrumental accompaniment, typically with solos, choruses, and orchestra.
Alternatively, it's this.
Wow. What am I looking at?
I don't know.
Something you need to buy, Spinnick.
What?
Oh, MPD stands for music. MPD stands for music player demon.
You need to buy that, Spinnick, so you can wear it around town.
What?
Go show up at Tim Hortons. You like what you see? Give me a half hat off on the double.
What am I looking at? Who am I looking at? Why am I looking at? Where can I get more?
Probably Exotica, which you missed, because it's not in Timmins.
Shit!
Does Timmins even have a convention center?
Timmins has the McIntyre Arena, which is a hockey rink. Slash curling rink.
Because it's Canada. Canada loves their curling. You know, like Weird Al said, they treat curling like it's a real sport.
Oh, just Dean buys that.
It's only $10.
How would I want to buy?
Let's see.
€12 for shipping. That's bullshit.
Apparently a lake is considered a park. Man, it's an arena. It's got to show up somewhere. I mean, there's Mount Joy. Mount Joy, not very joyful. And, of course, keeping in the tradition of looking at Canada, there's snow everywhere.
There's not supposed to be. I promise, there's no snow out right now. Even though you can't tell, there's no snow.
Let's see, we got a... There's apparently a cinema...
I'm gonna look through this prompt.
What's the name of this arena?
McIntyre.
Macintosh?
M8 Mac
Plus
Entire Arena.
I'm disappointed, Spinnick.
It says McIntyre Community Center.
Yeah, that's it. It's an arena. There's a rink inside of it.
Tiny arena.
You know, I'm inclined to believe it, because I remember watching some NHL film at the Hockey Hall of Fame where they're like, oh yeah, you know, every town's got a hockey rink, and they look like that.
Every town has a hockey rink, and they look like that.
Of course, it's not in Timmins, it's in Schumacher.
Schumacher. Which
Schumacher.
Schumacher is in Timmins, yes. The city of Timmins spans for miles and miles and miles in every direction.
Well, remember, I'm apparently supposed to go to Timmins and Iroquois Ball.
Iroquois Falls.
Iroquois. Sorry, I had to add the S, like those assholes that say Illinois instead of Illinois.
I say Illinois when I want to pick on people who live in Illinois.
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 I've had many.
Fight about it?
Illinois.
Many Greek people call it that, actually.
What, Illinois?
Yes, because they don't know how to read it.
The S is silent. It's a silent S.
Illinois. Iroquois. We are the Iroquois people. You can have beer when I have my beer. You can have one beer, and I can have 12 beer.
Well, it's got a 3.9 out of 4. Sorry, 5. I mean, that's something, right?
On what? The McIntyre Community Center?
Casey's Grill Bar.
Oh, that's the 20%
tracker.
That's kind of like the fancy place.
The fancy place.
You a dinner
Martha,
for two.
Let's go to Casey's.
a dinner for two there. It's a chain. It's a chain of restaurants. But a dinner for two there, you're gonna walk out with spending more than $100. Well, depending. But yeah.
Is that
because okay,
the Canadian
three.
Dollar's worth 77 cents?
No, it's not because the Canadian dollar's worth 77 cents. It's just because of, it's a kind of dressed up place. It's, you kind of gotta, like, be presentable to be there.
Let's go to the Olive Garden.
We don't have one. We have a Daly's, your independent grocers.
It's funny because, as I was reading, 4chan posts about Anime Midwest, somebody posted a comment, they're like, dude, I'm at Gibson's and two porn stars just walked by with their tits all jiggly. Damn, son.
Damn, son.
For those of you who don't know, Gibson's is a high-class steak joint.
See.
Well,
you need to watch your language, sir.
It's not related to the guitar.
Sure.
Gibson's Steakhouse.
What does red mean on Google Maps? Does that mean restricted area? No fly zone?
Where'd Mumble go? I have too many windows open!
Gibson Steakhouse. Well, I see a, like, 3-inch stiletto. first thing I see, so it's like, I'm gonna say this is it's got titties.
No, that's who.
Hey.
That's Hooters and
that's,
Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Go to Twin Peaks.
Yeah. I can't. I too cannot wait for the Suicide Squad movie.
There's boobies on the side there. Background
boobies.
Background booby.
Is there background boobies?
There are.
Where? I do see background boobies! Hey, did that go on Facebook?
Yes,
I have to pull it down now. I have to report it with all of my might. No, I'm kidding. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I see background.
I don't give a shit about your tits.
He's triggered. He's been triggered by two lumps.
Two lumps of flesh with nipples. Nipples! Nipples!
Do you know what they did? They showed nipples. Nipples the enchilada.
Oh, God. Timmons is okay. I'm not like hating on it or anything. Just, there could be more poke spots.
We have nothing like that.
I've never been to Timmins, so I had to rely on your statements and Google Maps. It appears to be much larger than I thought it would be, considering it's in the middle of nowhere.
It's the largest town in the world up until 2 years ago when something else took it, but it was the largest city in the world.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Look at Timmins, right? You're looking at Timmins, right? The small area where all the roads and shit are.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you type in Timmins, Ontario into the Google Maps search bar, what comes up?
Let's see. Timmins, Ontario, Canada.
You're right.
It's a big square.
Yeah. We'd pay taxes for all of that. But guess where people live?
Your ass.
In the tiny area in the middle. Welcome to Timmins. Fuck you.
You should put that on the, you should spray paint that on the sign.
Fucking awful, man. It's terrible.
The U-Haul. Man, this place has everything.
This place has got everything.
Probably watch Blues Brothers. Pier 1 Imports. Yeah, this mall's got everything. Have you never watched Blues Brothers?
No, I haven't. What?
I'm shaking my head.
SMH? Shaking my head?
I was about to say that.
MFW.
My face when.
TFW.
The face when.
There's a Porcupine Mall.
That's where I live. I live right behind the mall. You'll find my street if you zoom in a little bit and go north.
We're doxing Spinnick live on RSN Live.
My street name begins with an F.
Fuck you. Oh.
And if you go north, you know.
It's on Fuck You Boulevard?
No, it's a road, not a boulevard. Fuck you.
We're sorry.
Excuse me, do I look like I live on a boulevard?
Hey.
I live on a court, or at least a crescent. Fuck you.
Hey, there is a boulevard in screen right now, so.
Yes. Michener, I'm guessing?
It starts with a. Yeah, that one. We'll just go with that one.
There's Whitney Arena with a lowercase a. You fucks don't know how to do phone fucking business fucking shit. I'm the only person in Tim who takes care of the businesses.
Are you?
I'm a Google Maps guide, and I'm the only fucking one in Timmins, and so I'm the only one who does maintenance to any of the waypoints. And then people go on and go, I'm gonna make my own business area thing, and then they fuck it up, and I'm like, oh, god damn it, and then I gotta go in and fix it. Fucking shitheads don't know how to do shit.
Bill,
Arena has a capital A.
Bill, you don't have a fucking shop in the middle of the lake, alright? Stop putting that on the map. Stop it.
No, but I do.
It was there last winter. Until the spring came around, and then it fell through the ice. They said it would cost more to recover it than it's worth, so I kind of just left it there. You don't think the EPA would be upset, do you? Except they don't have an EPA in Canada.
We have something else.
It's some fancy equivalent. It's probably, like, in French. I don't know why I'm talking about Canada. I'm not going there for a while. But I will be going to Green Bay in a couple of weeks, so...
You know, Reese people, Bay?
If you guys want to smash my head in with a hammer, I guess, now you'll know where I'll be.
I'll town there.
Well, I mean, Green Bay is kind of a pretty large town. Go hang out in Lambeau Field. You know, I should actually find out where the hotel is I'm supposed to be staying at.
You see, normally, like 99% of the time when you do something on Google Maps, they're like, oh, we gotta put it through, like, this thing. So we gotta look through it and make sure it's correct and all this shit. And then for me, since I'm the only person in fucking Timmins who fucking does this shit, it's like, oh, no, fam, you got it. You're good. It's on there already. It's like, fuck you.
So I'm looking at where this hotel is, and the first thing I notice is there's no parking garage.
Garage. First of all, it's a garage. You're in Timmins, not garage. Second of all, we say it with a soft G, and yeah. Anyways, where?
Green Bay.
In Green Bay. Oh, I thought you meant Timmins.
Yeah, I'm in Green Bay now.
You should stop in Timmins.
Let me stop at Timmins on the way to Green Bay. Hey, I know that Green Bay is only 4 hours away, but we're going to go ahead and take an 18-hour trip up to Timmins first. There's somebody who owes me money.
That's a good one. I don't owe nobody money. I don't owe anybody money.
I mean, it's by a park, so I guess it's something, right?
Doing your horns, Dane.
There's a sushi lounge in there. It's like a sushi lounge by where the hotel is, and then there's a chop house and a YMCA.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Sorry, I get distracted.
We have a YMCA
easily.
In Timmins.
The courthouse is like right there, so Ryan Kopp can get there.
Sorry, what?
So, he's got an Ed page if you want to look him up.
No, I'm good.
He's got an Ed page. That's all you need to know.
Okay, Google Maps, or person who edited Google Maps, why is there a U-Haul dealer in the middle of the bridge? Why? What?
I can only fit one trailer.
Oh my god, I'm fucking done.
I have but one trailer spot.
I'm fucking bullshit. And it's East End Service Center. That is absolutely not where it belongs.
Spinnick is raging.
Fucking bullshit, that's what that is. Why the fuck
it
is that
in
the middle
in
of goddamn fucking bullshit? That's what that is.
Underwear clad man steals truck and crashes it on Lakeshore Drive. Yay, Chicago!
Yay, Chicago.
We got on the news on Facebook. Yeah! We're going down, Peter. Yeah! We're not gonna make it. Yeah! Why is there an adult-only login page for Hooters?
Oh.
It's Hooters.
Hello.
It's t-shirts. T-shirts and short
shorts.
They
show it more skin.
Wait, Hooters?
Like a tiny bit.
Are people really that offended by cleavage?
Yes. Where's the adult-only section of Hooters?
It's in Timmins.
No, I mean on this website. Is it the American one or the Canadian one? There is a Canadian one.
They play curling at your table.
They do.
Let's find out. Let's go to Hooters.
I wish I was joking. Hooters.ca, my friend. Hooters.ca.
Ka.
Pepsi proudly serves Pepsi products at Hooters.
Hooters.ca is a lot better than Hooters.com. Hands down.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot better looking women on Hooters.ca.
Well, it says my connection is not private, so they failed the HTTPS test.
Yeah, well, they don't have HTTPS, but they, you don't... Oh, I'm sorry! Do you not want people to sniff your packets of menus?
Also,
I mean, there's
that,
not even a login page.
It also says template error. The template file must be given.
Try refreshing.
Maybe you should get a job with Hooters Canada.
The people who made this website is WTSS, Winnipeg Technical Services and Solutions. They have auto-playing audio on their site, and it's the shittiest site I've ever seen, and it's yelling at me, and I don't like it.
it's saying mean things to me.
No, well, it's like, if you don't have a quality website, you're not gonna have quality visitors on your fucking quality website. It's like, fuck you. Fuck
that's,
you.
That's where you email them and be like, you should probably take that to heart. Just saying. You're using HTML 4.1, man. It's 2016.
Angular. No. jQuery and just responsive.
Just remember, the final boss is always CSS3. Always.
What? CSS3 is never the boss. It's I win. At
fucking,
life, I guess.
Fucking divs that don't behave and fucking overwrite each other.
You're having too much trouble with CSS. I don't know why.
Because it fucking sucks. Oh, you're not supposed to use tables for layouts because that's not what tables are for. Motherfucker, it works. It works for what I need it to do.
You know what else works? Windows.
Yeah, tables hasn't caused me the blue screen yet.
It probably forces the browser to render in quirks mode or whatever. Something shitty excuses.
Apparently people are upset because Nintendo is doing server maintenance.
On what?
I'm gonna guess Pokemon Go.
Oh my god. What? No, my Pokemans!
They're hippin' and boppin' and hoopin' and hoppin'.
Well, you see, the thing is with the Pokemon, you got what you go pooping in the bopper and you rip someone's balls off or something.
BS says it's shit. I'm offended. I played the fucking shit out of it! Love this game.
Well,
also, I can.
You're the only person in Timmins who plays it, probably.
No. There's thousands and thousands of people in Timmins who play this shit. It is insane!
It's
also,
shit.
The servers are up. I can confirm they are up.
It's like, I don't believe I've ever seen you before. I came from Toronto. They said there was a Pikachu up here.
but I can't confirm the servers are working.
Okay, well, you know what? You know what? It's 8 o'clock.
No, it's 9.
It's 4 a.m.
I could always try running Sonic Runners.
Oh, no.
That still worked last time I used it.
All right, well, let's find out. Let's find out if it works.
Somebody said they should make Pocket Mortys go. And I was like, you suck, you fucking son of a bitch. And some guy's like, well, at least it wouldn't be unbearable then.
Why has it got Cryware logo on it?
Touch developed screen. With Cryware?
data download, sure, why not? I thought you... I'm fairly confident I installed this game previously, so why we're downloading data again is beyond me.
Well,
or trying to update it.
It's thinking about it. It says, simply... Oh, right, I forgot. This is a ripoff off of Robot Unicorn Attack.
I remember that game.
He's running.
Nice quality, mate.
I know, this is like... I don't know what I am doing with my... You guys are just playing your stupid Pokemon Go, and I'm here tapping shit, because fuck yeah. Apparently I've
Pokemon
gone super
Go has
insane
physical
mode.
Exercise.
Okay, you guys obviously hate Pokemon Go, so I'm just gonna pretend I never played it in my life.
Attack Eggman. First off, this is obnoxiously loud. Can I just say that? Oh, I knocked him. I knocked his ass good. You know, this is actually my first time playing this, so...
Such a Sonic fan.
Well, it's like... There's really no... It's fucking Robot Unicorn Attack!
Yes.
Have you never played Robot Unicorn Attack? Except it doesn't have that cool 80s song. That, like, I can't remember the title of it. I just know it's... was an awesome song. Whee! Look at me go! I'm jumping! I'm jumping Jack Flash!
Look at me CSGO! Look at me Pokemon go!
Pokemons! It's Attack Eggman. So we're doing this again? Is that what's going on here?
Why did Google Maps go into satellite mode?
I don't know. What's the point?
What's the point of that game?
I don't know what the point of this game is.
What's the point of mobile gaming?
Apparently I died. The game is downloading more data because fuck you. Alright, we're done with that. Oh.
Or skill it.
Here, let's... Since I have Robot Unicorn Attack installed, we'll get that fabulous 80s song.
DMCA'd.
Why would I get DMCA'd?
Because it's copyright infringement, man.
That's all we do here. I died. I
Previous
died!
Sega right infringement.
Sega doesn't give a shit.
I said Radio Sega.
Pew pew. Hold on to the night, man. You'll be alright.
I'm see? Tired.
Now, see, if, me too. If fucking Sonic Runners had this music in the background.
I wonder how much tracking JavaScript that thing has in it.
We're doing a show here. I'm getting distracted by the phone.
I'm exhausted. I want to go to bed. It's 9 o'clock.
Hey,
Fuck.
Hey, it's still sunlight out there, sir.
It's not even sunlight. It's the sun setting, so I mean... It's brighter outside than it is in here.
Apparently somebody just posted a bunch of random shit in the chat room, but whatever!
Which chat room? Oh, it's Sonic Triple Stadium. T. It's Triple T. He doesn't. That's he Sonic. Censored. He's censoring cabbage.
Cabbage. Cabbage is very, you know, adult oriented. I don't know if you noticed. let's see. What? I really have to figure out what there is to do in Green Bay because knowing Kitsune-kun, this is probably going to be like. Anime Milwaukee, where I'm gonna spend a lot of time being like, I really feel like I should be doing something else.
You went there, but you're not going to Fan Expo? You fucking piece of shit. I hate you.
Hey, you know why I'm not going to Fan Expo?
Because you're a piece
I'm
of shit.
Being dragged to Florida.
No, you're a piece of shit.
You know what's in
I don't
Florida?
Have any money.
Would you rather be in hot, sunny Florida than in cold, bitter Timmins?
Cold,
you piece of shit.
Cold, miserable Canada.
Yeah.
Wait,
Trump
wait.
Will make Canada great again.
Wait in a long line for my Timmies.
You fucking know it, bitch.
Hey,
fucking Tim Hortons.
I'm going to YumaCon this year, and
YumaCon.
I'm led to believe that there's Tim Hortons in Detroit. So...
Yeah, I think so. I think there is.
And then there's
it's
like
it's close
duty,
enough to the border.
There's a duty free shop. Duty.
Isn't that at the airport?
What?
The duty free shop?
Yeah.
They have them at any border crossing because that's where like Canada. That's Canada's last chance to nickel and dime you.
That's America's last chance to nickel and dime you, you dumb shit. You're the one who take our fucking money and then shit on it because it's worth nothing.
It's 77 cents a month. Oh, a whole American dollar!
I saw a whole bunch of videos, and it's like a bunch of women, feminists, and they're like, excuse me, but how is 77 cents equal to $1? And it's like, and I made a Facebook post. I'm like, fuck you all. Feminists saying 77 cents equal a dollar? Have you been to Canada? It's like, because the wage gap or whatever? Fucking dumb. There is no wage gap.
Fair,
it's a fucking load of shit.
To be fair, you guys charge for gas in liters.
Yeah, so? It's just shit. What? It's the same shit.
We do it in gallons down here, sir.
We don't use gallons!
You like to feel special.
We're like, oh my god, gas is like 60 cents here? Oh wait, it's in liters, so that's more like 350.
60 cents? Where the hell are you buying your gas? The 1940s?
I was about to say that.
Jesus Christ!
It's like a euro and something here.
It's
fucking expensive.
Here it is 117 cents a liter.
So it's like $7 a gallon.
About that, yeah.
It really is more expensive here.
So, see, yeah. And then, like, because I distinctly remember when I went up to Toronto seeing a lot of people driving pickup trucks, and I don't understand how you can drive a pickup truck when you're, like, $7 a gallon. Those pickup trucks are not fuel efficient, people. They get, like, they get like 16 miles to the gallon, or like 21 kilometers, whatever. There's weird numbers.
Wait, I mean, wait, hold on. Back it up. What'd you say?
Like those pickup trucks get like 16 miles to the gallon.
That's bad, right?
Yes. My car gets 38 miles to the gallon.
My car gets... The car that I drive has a truck engine in it, which sucks balls, by the way. It's gas, but it's got like it's a petrol. V8. I get 15 liters per 100 kilometers.
Which his voice has no idea what you're on about.
15 liters per 100 kilometers to miles per gallon. My car gets what? Okay.
Two miles.
Apparently 15 liters per 100 kilometers is equal to 15.6 miles per gallon. So.
See, you gotta save up and buy that Elantra.
Mm.
Or you could be trendy and buy a Tesla. And then watch DVDs while, you know, you have the autopilot thing going on.
I was gonna buy a Nissan Leaf. That's a poor man's Tesla. You still gotta pay $30,000 for the car though. Fuck my life.
Well, my car was like $24,000, so I'm, you know, partially there.
Also, electricity is really expensive here in Timmins, so it's almost worth it to just do gas. Or if somehow you can get natural gas.
You could,
which is highly explosive, so no.
You could hook up your exercise bike to the charger.
Yeah, you could. You could charge
it with 12 milliamps per hour.
Just you wait, man! Once I bike 150 kilometers, oh, you're going down.
Jesus
it's Christ. It probably needs way more than that.
Yeah, it probably does.
You get like like 2 feet down the driveway and the battery's dead. Wow, this took the wind out of my sails. And then you have to get like that special like 220 volt hookup.
Yep, you know,
or
from like
or you
for
buy
like,
you get like that cheap ass dryer, not cheap ass, but like that dinky like power adapter doohickey, so you can plug into a wall outlet and then have people like file lawsuits to get you for power theft.
Who's gonna file a lawsuit for me against
so,
me?
There's like this court case where like some guy went to pick up or watch one of like their kids like football games, and he had an electric car, so it was like, oh, there's an outside wall outlet, I'll just plug into it. And then the school district was like, you're stealing electricity from us, we're suing you.
Did he win?
I don't know, I didn't pay attention.
I swear to fucking God, if the electric cars, if that's treated like, if that starts being treated like siphoning gas, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. Cause it's like, oh yeah, the internet, that can be treated like the radio or some shit. And, oh yeah, we can treat a bunch of like archaic laws that are fucking in play now because they worked before for other mediums, so let's use them now. Shit like that.
Well, I don't have an electric car, so it's not my problem yet.
Yet.
Should I get a Tesla Roadster?
Tesla Model 3. Or just Tesla 3.
Or Model 3. I don't know. People tell me to get a BMW, but every time I hear about BMW and the fact that they're a pain in the ass to maintain.
Oh, man. Auschwitz? I don't know.
Wow.
What?
Das Auto.
That escalated quickly. Oh, dear lord.
That's actually Volkswagen, but whatever, you know.
They're both that really from the same escalated country. Quickly.
They're both from the same country. Just gonna have, like,
hold on.
Like footage from, like, Auschwitz and other concentration camps, and then suddenly the Volkswagen logo, Das Auto.
Don't make me open up KDN Live. Please don't.
And that's how we got kicked off of Radio Sega. Not for saying weird shit, but for making a, apparently, Holocaust reference.
We're horrible people.
It's the internet. We're the 4chan generation, alright? We're the pole generation.
The hacker known as 4chan.
Haven't you ever heard of Uncle Pole?
Who is this 4chan?
Oh, 4chan. 4chan, 8chan. We don't visit 7chan because that's how you get banned.
And wasn't there a van outside Sonic Boom?
There was a nuisance abatement vehicle.
Whatever, it was still a van.
With like there's always a mermaid van. A logo that said "We are watching you." What do we got here? First off, thanks for linking me to an uber fucking large picture.
Well, it's good because you can read it. It's in good quality.
Pass it through the JPEG bot command thing.
Please no. Please no. I actually like reading this. Oh man.
Is this like new Top Gear?
No, that's old Top Gear. That's like, this is series 21.
Whoa! Oh.
Series?
Huh?
They have a coffee table that is sitting on top of an engine block because it's a car show. Honestly, I don't get the whole audience participation part. I never watched Top Gear, so...
Watch Bottom Gear instead.
I watch First Gear. Hey, I can point and laugh at that, because I have driven a manual transmission car. I may have burnt the clutch, but I've driven one.
I've never driven manual. I don't think I ever will.
Look, all I can tell you is you don't want to hear grinding noises. Apparently,
yeah, no
bad.
Shit!
Apparently that's bad.
I have a clump of crap. Look at that stuff. That's just a bunch of gross gunk from my mouse. I replaced the feet on my mouse today.
Did you?
Yes, I did. They came in from China. That took a month and a half. I replaced the feet. and put on new feet. Came with two pairs. Or one pair. Came with 2 feet.
The feet.
Yeah, the pads on the bottom of your mouse. It came with two of them, so I took off my old ones, put the new ones on. Turns out you're supposed to put the new ones on top of the old ones, so I ended up putting the second pair on top of the new ones, and now it works great.
A week later, Chinese glue makes its appearance.
Actually, it was 3M.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Getting fancy.
It was. There were 3M sticky pads, double-sided tape or whatever. So I'm not too worried about it.
So,
nice.
Getting back to KatsuniCon. So it's
nice.
It's up there. It's up there. Spinnick, have you ever been to Green Bay?
Squee!
No, but I cheered for them in the Super Bowl 1 year, and they won.
It's not the same!
I mean, I was there via proxy. TV was the proxy.
7 proxies.
7 of them.
It probably went through 7 networks.
It went through at least 2. CBS, I think, does it. And then...
PBS.
And then
CBC.
And then it and yeah no CTV.
CTV.
And CTV it's a Canadian law as of 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that the Canadian commercials have to be played over top the American ones. And what? CTV charges just as much for the America as the American commercials for the Canadian commercials. So if Bell wants to make a spot, well, they don't pay anything. They own CTV. But if so, Rogers wants to make a spot, then it's going to cost them like $1 million. Fexpo. I'm not going this year, so don't make plans to go.
It's in September. I'm not going. I'm going to be in Florida.
I know, but if you somehow get out and decide to come and surprise me, I'm not going to be there. He's
gonna
have
Stanley there.
He's the last
one. Maybe I will. Kate Mulgrew.
Again? Didn't she cancel last year or something? I don't remember.
And then there's
she's
there's
fat now.
Anime North, which is in Toronto.
That happened last 2 weeks, four
it
weeks ago.
Happened May 27th.
Boys, what? I just realized the trend stream has been stuck.
Is it?
No, it's just nice and sunny out. Tazos, don't ruin it. It's always nice and sunny
look
out
at the
in forests and land. It's sunny. Shh. I don't want it to get dark. Because it's going to be like a stark difference. Because you don't notice it when it like slowly starts setting. But, you know, now it's just going to be like, nope.
There. Enjoy.
Oh, I'm shocked. There's still sunlight.
Trend.
It's
toot, toot.
Toot. Motherfucking toot.
Trend goes toot, toot.
Boom.
I thought it was choo-choo.
So, let's see. So, it's gonna be Rocket. Around May. So, if I, like, go to, like, Anime North and Fan Expo, it's like, what? It's way too...
Anime South. Desk Fan Expo.
Is there an Anime Greece?
There is some shit like that, I think, but the effort and money.
It's not in the insane dense town.
And I'm not going anywhere near that with my parents, thank you very much.
Why don't you take them to Anthrocon?
No.
What's that one that they had here that got chlorine gassed?
Oh dear.
I have no shame. I'll search it. I'll have Google see that I searched for it.
Yeah, in hell.
Chicago Furry Convention.
Gas.
It's a Midwest Fur Fest. Get it? It rhymes.
Wait.
It's happening this year, December 1st through 4th.
Which is there more gas?
Go to Rosemont. Everyone's going to Rosemont. Don't worry. You won't be asked to show your badge because you're in the hotel lobby.
We require more Vespine gas.
So, yeah, apparently that's what happened at Anime Midwest. The convention people thought they had run over the hotel lobby. So they were trying to kick people out of the hotel lobby for not having Anime Midwest badges.
What?
Except it's a public space. You can't
do that. Yeah, can you do that? What?
They done fucked up. Consequences will never be the same. And what are you chuckling at?
I'm on the time vampire known as Imgur.
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 WGN sports anchor becomes furry.
What?
The transformation is complete.
What am I doing with my life?
You're sitting here on a mumble chat for a radio show that was supposed to be about Sonic, but has drifted so far off the spectrum that there's really no point in me wearing the tails hat at this point. That said, I have finished my beer, so I should probably wrap this show up.
Time to get a spectrum analyzer, then.
I'm so exhausted.
Spectrum analyzer.
Well, see, we don't have a fan fiction queued up, so there's that.
I think it's a bit too late for that now.
It probably is. So, tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and just wrap this up. And,
nice present.
You know, this guy, he's fucking Chuckles over here. Dr. Chuckles.
I'm just.
I like Chuckles, funny. I don't like Knuckles.
Yeah. Alright, well, I think I'm just going to end this show for this week, and we'll see what happens next week.
Yay!
Shit will break. It's almost a given.
Shit always breaks. Down almost, the toilet.
It's almost a given, isn't it? But...
surprised OBS hasn't crashed yet.
But, the important thing...
Is that
it's still daylight at the train stream.
Top train, mate. Top train.
Let's see. I need an ending song.
Please, not the Akon mix from 06. Again.
Well, it's been a long time, so I mean, we've been on hiatus.
No. Please don't. Please don't.
Let's see here.
Please understand.
Let's see. Remix.
Sonic music. I can play like, music from Sonic Underground or the UK version of the Sonic X theme.
Voice, we're called Radio Sega, not Radio Sonic.
Right, Kill Command yourself. And Conquer it is.
Being of killing yourself.
Be of killings, okay.
Being killings thyself.
Kill yourself. Please
kill yourself.
Wow. The show getting dark.
Shut.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh. Hold on. Oh, voice. Wait.
What?
Don't end the show yet. Don't end the show yet.
What?
I have a song.
You have a song.
Chad.
Well, you froze, so.
I blame Canada, the cold.
It's actually, like 25 degrees out here.
It's actually negative 25°C out there.
Don't say C. I'll kill you. I will end your family.
C, seriously? I see you.
Hey. The show is when America takes over Radio Sega.
83F.
I'm fairly certain that I'm like one of two people in the United States doing a show on Radio Sega.
I was going to say something, but that will probably make me lose my position at Radio Sega, so I'm not going to say that.
So let's have you imply it and be recorded so it's for all prosperity on the podcast.
I'm fine, thanks.
Let's see, what's a good ending song?
Also, you mean the podcast that we stopped updating again?
It will be updated again. Just...
eventually.
Call it!
Okay, I'll shove it in the freezer then.
What is this? Christopher Ray Gun, kill yourself. Fine,
is it,
fine.
Is it pink guy?
This. I will play this.
It's not pink guy.
Oh, we need pink guy.
Why is this? Oh, okay, this is the one that, yeah. I could buy the MP3.
Or you could just YouTube DL.
But you just get under yo. Sir Croft approves.
CD, let's see, YouTube, DL, let's see, I wanna know a list of formats here, so...
That capital F, though. Just download the audio stream directly and be done with it.
You be done with it!
They have Opus!
Let's see, audio only, WebM, 130... Yeah, we'll go with the 136 kilobit. Yeah, 132 is good enough. 251. Do it, dog.
Do it. Just do it. Night, night, Dean.
Oh wait, Dean was in here.
Yes, he was.
All right.
Do it. Just do it.
There's like no audio information for this, so you know, it is what it is.
Tune in, don't worry.
Where did it go? I'm fairly
up
certain.
Up thy arse.
Did it not like
Technica.
It? I'm guessing it doesn't like it, because it didn't add it. Fine. I will download the Vorpus version, since apparently you don't like this all of a sudden.
Boo.
171.
Boo.
I don't care that it's already been downloaded.
Disgustingly proprietary.
What, Vorpus?
No. Other option.
Opus?
AAC.
I'm not using that. Why would I use that? Hey, I have respect for myself, alright?
Don't forget to use ALAC.
Fucking. I'm already being forced to use AAC because Radio Sega can't figure out how to use Vorpus or Opus.
Correction, because browsers can't be bothered to implement org containers properly. Shots fired. No,
actually,
seriously?
Vorpus works pretty well.
But it's not proprietary enough.
I have that song from Office Space when they're destroying the printer.
Isn't that copyright, though?
Nobody checks these things.
Bleep the Radio Sega stream and we'll be done with it.
So for some reason, it refuses... Fine. FFmpeg, negative I... Because apparently you can't figure this out.
If it's MP3 lame, I'll kill you.
Negative C, A... Lib... Vorpus...
Oh, okay.
Same Q.
I thought you were going to say Lib MP3 lame.
No, I don't want Opus, I want Vorpus. What the hell's wrong with you?
Just type file.org and we'll choose Vorpus. You don't have to specify it. Stop triggering me.
Does this trigger you? Apparently same queue is not a valid option anymore.
Queue
scale 0.
What? Why are you making it complicated?
Queue A 0. Unknown encoder, Vorpus. Really?
It's Lib Vorpus.
No, it's because I spelled Vorpus wrong. I spelled it Boris.
You know, wouldn't have to deal with this if you just typed the file extension.
You know, it's Lib Boris, right? You know, it's from Russia.
Needs more Lib speaks. This is an example of speaks, an audio compression codec specifically tuned for the production of human speech. Fucking kill me, please.
This isn't a snuff show. Alright, will you add it now? Look, it did it! Holy shit! Alright, so we'll do we'll do this, and since there's like, what, like maybe 7 people listening right now, it won't...
I'm gonna check, hold on.
It won't end too badly for me.
Says he gets kicked. 11.
I have 11 listeners, wow.
Yeah, wow. 11.
Listener peaked 13, we actually peaked.
Oh my god, if only the stream wasn't shit though. I think the stream just shit the bed.
Did it?
The audio stream, or video stream anyways.
I don't have, any more increased drops, so...
Oh, it's fucking up real bad on my end.
Oh, wait, it went up from 31 to 32.
Bell?
Canada.
I'm on the other side of the...
Bell's secretly using Rogers.
Right, I'm on the other side conspiracy. Of the Bell Rogers
RSN
hate
Live.
Continuum.
Conglomerate.
Conglomerate.
So.
Yeah. Have fun, everybody. See you next Monday.
Monday. I hate Mondays.
Oh, yeah. We should make this like Garfield. I hate Mondays.
Boy, John. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you, John.
Oh, Jesus, Orpsorfield. That just takes the cake.
I don't give a fuck. I'm Gazorpazorp fucking Field, bitch. Now give me my fucking enchiladas.
Nipples enchilada.
Alright, what was I was supposed to show you? Oh, right, Blues Brothers. Well, we'll figure this out after the... We'll figure out this piracy after the show.
Yay.
So, alright, everyone.
Bye.
And boot! So yeah, we'll see you next week. And this is a special request, so don't blame me. I'm just the messenger.
Dick means penis. And a cunt means ass. I don't give a goddamn. Fuck you, kill yourself. Fuck you. Kill yourself, fuck it.
Kill yourself. You're a dick.
Give me.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.